This is on bold, right? You've heard of on hold. This is on bold. This is when the music is awful. So you put somebody, you ring somebody up, put them on hold, and play them really bad versions of chart songs, and see how long they stay on the phone. Would you stay on the phone, be honest, to this muck?
Hello, I'm just winging about.
Sorry?
Thank you for calling. My name's Catherine. How can I help?
I'm looking for a television.
Okay. Which television is it you're looking for?
Well, I'm looking for a big one. What's the biggest one you go with?
63 inches on the largest one.
63? My yeah. God, that's big. So, how much is the 63 inch one?
Let's just bring that up for you.
Mm. Sorry, can I just put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out on the floor!
Oh, he went fishing with me da last night. We had fishing rods and sandwiches and stuff. In case we got hungry, cause we were gonna be ages. But we brought loads of stuff and didn't catch a nothing. We didn't catch a fish, there's a fish team. We went down a pier with our fishing rods.
Just it's
up in the air if you wanna catch a mackerel. Snake up! Meddlers! Put your rods in the air if you wanna catch a mackerel. Come on! Shake your ass! Shake your ass! Tell the mackerel what you want.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
We caught a mackerel on a Wednesday night. I did not eat it. It tasted yush. I caught my mackerel on a Wednesday night. I did not eat it. Because it tasted yush.
Kiss my fat ass!
Eat your fish. Ooh, eat your fish. Salt and vinegar on the fish. Where's the fish?
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
What was?
Your song. On your
The whole music, yeah.
Yeah. 3,499.
3,000. Can I just... Yeah. I'm just going to check that with me mate, because we're going to go splits on it. Just 1 second.
All right.
I went to the aquarium and I saw a whale. It was a big whale and it had a big tail. And I said to the whale, how's it going there, pal? And he didn't answer because he was only a whale. And he's only a whale. And he couldn't talk and understand stuff that I said with my mouth. So I went to the desk and I said, what's the story? What's the story with your whale? Why is he ignoring me? And they asked me to leave. And I said, no, I'm not going until the whale says, hello there, man, I'm loving you. But he wouldn't say fuck.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
I went to the shops and I didn't have a dollar on me.
Squirrel! Hey.
So I bought a bag of chops and I had them for my tea.
Hello, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we're with you now. 1 sec.
Gambling with my good friend Dave.
What's going on here?
He lives on the train and whenever we see him, we wave.
Hit it!
Oh, I need the dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need.
Hey, hey.
I need a dollar, a dollar is what I need. I don't know this bit. We have no idea. This song is so shit.
Who's your daddy?
You jumped over the fence, baby.
Susanna, I was so disappointed.
Who's your daddy?
Who's in the house?
What's going on here?
And then they've put me on hold, and there's this mad, like, answer machine, like, hold message.
Boobies!
Kiss my fat ass!
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry about that.
It's all right?
Yeah, that sounds good, that price.
Do you want me to check the stock availability for you?
You've got 10 seconds.
What's the postcode for the area that I can check the stock availability for you?
Sorry, not quick enough.
Could I just take your name, sorry?
Jim,
yeah, I thought it was you.
FM 104.
Guess you're mate before it's too late. If you don't know, then they've got to go.
Jackie, I want to perform an experiment. Are you willing to take part?
Go on then.
Are you happy to do this?
Yeah, fire away.
You know your mobile phone. Do you know everyone who's in your mobile phone?
Most of them. Some of them are worky people and some of them are friends and some of them are numbers that I haven't thought about in years.
And I have a lot of people in my phone who are complete Muppets that I just only have them there so when they ring I know not to answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a special ringtone. what I'm going to do, Jackie, is I've got your phone.
Okay.
And see this? I've got your phone here.
Right.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to ring somebody in your phone, right? Okay. If within 10 seconds you can't tell me who they are, just from their voices, then they're not really a friend.
But I can pick who you can and can't ring because some dodgy.
No. Okay. I'm going to pick whoever I want from this, from your address book. And let's have a look here.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pick from anybody I want. And they're going to answer the phone saying hello. You say, hi, it's Jackie. And then you've got 10 seconds to tell me who it is. And I'm going to give you a clock like this. You'll have 10 seconds to say their name. If you don't say their name to them, I'm going to assume you don't know who they are. And I'm going to delete them from your phone.
Oh, pressure! Oh, no!
Okay, so let's do this. Let's get my phone. What's the drink there? Okay, here we go. Phone in front of me. Jackie's phone.
Oh, no.
It's a bit of fun, Jackie.
Yeah,
stop your whining.
I'm going to have to change my number after this.
Okay. 10 seconds from the time they say hello. You have to say hello, this is Jackie.
Hello.
Hey, it's Jackie.
Jackie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, I failed!
That was Jonathan.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
Sorry, Jonathan, you're being deleted from Jackie's phone. Right, so that's one. You're not good at this.
No, and I thought it might have been Jonathan.
Delete contact. Okay.
No, I need that one.
No, he's gone. Jonathan is one of the sound engineers here, and we call him that because he is sound.
So if anything breaks, I'm in trouble.
If anything breaks, you no longer get him. All right, let's try another one. Sounds like they're away.
Oh, God, I'm getting in trouble now. Quick, who's away? Who's away?
Sounds like American ringtone.
Hello?
Deirdre!
Yes.
Hey! Oh. I win! Sorry for annoying you in Florida.
Oh, that's not fair. She's in Florida. Deirdre, trunk call, gotta go.
No!
There's a recession on. Deirdre, you've probably woken her up now.
I think I have.
Sorry, Deirdre.
That's okay.
It's just Jackie.
Okay.
It's your friend Jackie proving that she really is your friend. She doesn't know anyone else except you.
She does. The only person she knows is on the other side of the world. That's okay.
Go back to sleep. I'm sorry.
Go back to sleep, bye. America. Oh, poor. Who's that?
That's Deirdre. She's on Hollyer's at the minute.
But who is she? What does she do?
She's my friend.
Oh, there really is so many people on my phone. I don't even know who they are.
I have a few of them. You just accumulate numbers.
But I should you should really write down what the people do because, you know, I write down Becky O'Reilly and then I think, who's Becky O'Reilly? Does she work in UPC or?
I put down their name. There you go, ring it. Come on.
Hello?
Hello, how's it going? Mark?
Yeah.
No!
Yes.
How did you do that?
I'm very good
with
voices. sorry, that's me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm just doing a competition. That's my brother. Cheers, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
What?
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's very confused.
No,
okay. That's one you get to keep.
That's very easy. That's like you with your friend Deirdre. I talked to my brother. Like,
you knew him. Spot on. Right. So. I'm going to try someone else.
Yeah.
Let me see if this one.
Go random.
This is really annoying me now. You're too good at this.
I am actually very good with voices.
It's ringing.
Okay.
Ooh, who can it be?
Hello. It's Jim here. How are you?
Jim?
Yes. Are you well?
Jim. Oh my God, Jim.
How are you?
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, you didn't get it. In your face, sucker.
Who is it?
Sorry?
It's Hazel.
Helen.
Hazel from sport.
Hello?
Helen.
Jim.
Hi, how's it going?
Who's Helen?
Who's that?
It's Jim. I'm just ringing because we're doing a thing about phone lines and stuff. And you're still in my phone.
Oh my God.
How are you?
Oh my God, it's been so long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How are you?
I'm great. We're just
great,
you know.
To hear from you, Jim. Oh my God, I'm kind of in shock.
Who's Helen?
Right, okay, well listen, can I call you back in a minute, Helen?
Yeah, look, just before you go, Jim, I just want to say that I know this might be a bit awkward now, but I really missed you, and I've just never gotten over you. I know, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I'm still crazy.
All right. Yeah.
This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
I wouldn't touch it with
on FM 104.
It's 2-1 after round one. Are you ready for round two?
Yeah.
And Nobby, here we go. We're gonna do the shuffle. Here it comes.
That's Lloyd.
Shut your face! You hear me? You hear me?
Shut Your Face is the name of this round. And
how does this work?
The way it works is we've told this singer to shut up. We want you to correctly give us the next line of the song and you'll win a point.
Oh
I'm good at this.
You're good at this. So, Nobby, your first one. Here it comes. You have to be word perfect for this.
Dreams can come true. Look at me, babe. I'm with you. You know you got to have hope.
Shut up!
I know.
Don't say it, Michelle. You could steal here.
You know you got to have some. You know you got to be bad.
Do you want it again, Nobby?
Yeah.
Okay, here it comes.
Dreams can come true. Look at me, babe. I'm with you. You know you got to have hope.
Shut up!
What's the correct answer?
Clue.
Shell could steal. Okay, you haven't a clue. You don't know. No answer there. So it's
good
a big
song, though.
It's a great song. So big fat. Go on, Shell. Steal a point.
You know you got to be strong.
You know you got to be strong.
Correct.
She does not know that. Nobody.
She gets a point. Brings her
stupid song.
Bringing her level. And we're gonna play another round of Shut Your Face now because it's Shell's go. And Shell, here is your round. It's good. Do you like Shut Your Face? It's a good round.
Yeah, it's good.
Here comes your one. Best of luck.
Somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend.
Shut up!
That I had in February of last year.
Oh, that I had in February of last year.
Correct.
That is incredible.
That is incredible.
Oh, babies.
That's fascinating. I also heard that every lady has a freckle on her left knocker.
What?
This is what I heard.
What? Where did that even come from?
I can't tell you who said it to me, but they've done a lot of research, and I said that seriously, it's not crap. Go and check it out, ladies. Please go and check it out. Do you have a freckle on your left boob? And text us
can
in.
Can you send
it,
us that?
Text us in. No pictures. Jesus, no. Just confirm or deny that 5214. Apparently, it's true. It's a genetic thing.
Not all ladies have.
Apparently, all ladies.
They don't.
How do you know?
How do you think?
Maybe you didn't look close enough. Somewhere. It might be hidden away now. You have to look.
Okay, hang on a second. Experiment.
Not true, says
Experiment. Antoinette. Give me the Sun newspaper, please, for a second.
Hang on, I'll check myself. No, you see.
No, I want to
these
check.
These are all airbrushed. You see,
they're not air. Why would you airbrush a freckle?
You can't see it. You'd have to be there.
So that's a no, then. Well,
no,
what's her name? What's
it.
Her name?
That doesn't matter what her name is.
Sam doesn't have one on the left.
Kid. There you go, Amy. She has a freckle on her left boob. Thank you very much.
One so far.
Yeah, so it's 1-0. I'm telling you, this is just for her. And the stuff about the babies isn't a spoof or a joke or anything like that, by the way. If you have a little baby, when they say nah, they're hungry. Seriously. This really helps.
Okay. Well,
there you go, Sarah. I thought it was unusual. I have a freckle on my left boob. Oh, I think all Irish girls have a freckle on their left boob. I think it's This is what a friend of mine told me. I can't say
it's
who
not
it was.
Unusual to have a freckle on your left boob.
On your left boob.
The do 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 do.
If you think it's no, check again. Seriously, you do. People have been texting all morning that yeah, they go and check and they go, oh, yeah, actually we do have a, there's a little.
There's been girls checking in traffic carefully.
Yeah, there's been people waking up their missus and checking. There's been everyone's checking and having a little look.
My advice, ladies, is if you are carefully checking in traffic and there's a double decker bus beside you, you mightn't be that careful. Or if you've got a sunroof.
Yeah, just be careful.
So be careful now. But we do appreciate you taking part in the survey.
And it's incredible. People are texting in, hang on a second, I thought I was the only girl with a freckle on me left breast. That's true.
Susie just texted in and there was a girl on the Moby Road somewhere and Evelyn.
Great song choice. Love you guys, says Kieran Malahide. I'd love a cuddle mug. Evelyn, and I have a freckle on my left boob.
Evelyn on the Moby Road, that's near Glass Evelyn, that's near the Met Office. You don't think it's Evelyn Cusack, do you?
No. Well, you don't have a thing for her as well, do
no,
you?
No, 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 no. But if she's checking...
You and weather girls.
A lot of girls are checking in traffic are now noticing other girls. Right, I'm only checking after tuning in. I was having a rummage in the car and there was a girl beside me in traffic checking hers too, says Jenny. Hang on a sec.
Guys, I'm laughing here on the 84X about the booby freckle. It's true, I couldn't help but have a sneaky check on the bus. I wonder how many others have checked it.
Hang on
it.
A sec, I've just noticed...
I love you guys, says Kim on the bus. It's like I'm telling you, it's true. But be very careful if you're checking in traffic and things like that. And you know, get yourself checked.
Here, I've noticed something.
What?
Irish fellas have one on the right.
That's just a crumb.
There is a donkey. He lives in Ballybrack. He gets couples together. He hooked up Jen with this guy called Jack. They both are into leather. Donkey of love now. Donkey of love. Donkey of love now. Donkey of love. He's at single nights and he's hooking up Fidelma with Antoine. And he got Niamh and Brian, and they're engaged. Now Niamh's pregnant with his son. Donkey of love now. Donkey of love. Donkey of love now. Donkey of love. And when everyone's happy, he'll eat some grass. He's not just Cupid, he's an ass. He'll have a trot around with his hooves. He's not just Cupid, he's an ass. He's got some love albums in his stable. He's not just a donkey, he's an ass. He'll find you a lover if he is able. Donkey of love, he's an ass. Donkey of love now. Donkey of love. Donkey of love now. Donkey of love. Donkey of love now.